Yep.
See the clothes come out so clean. When I dress my watch, I see. See you, he does everything.
Yes, it's the Does program, Road of Life. I know, listening to Road of Life right now, there are a lot of you young ladies who are still pretty new at doing a big weekly wash. So I'd like to say this. If you want to forget the discouraging time you had during the soap shortage, if you want to get wash day off to a right start right now, then you want Does. You see, Does is specially made to take over your whole wash. Does everything.
And you can take it from an old hand at wash day. That means every single piece in your wash basket.
That's right. That's the amazing kind of cleaning power Does gives you to get the greasiest work clothes shining clean.
Everything you want white, dazzling white.
Yet this very same Does gives you greater safety for the pretty colors you wash.
Sure. Give your smartest, gayest plaids, prints, polka dots the right start with Does. Does means extra brightness for them.
Does more than any other leading package soap sold for wash day. Even gives you more suds, ounce for ounce.
And those Does suds are real soap suds. They make easy work of getting your nice towels and linens gleaming white.
Does is famous for whiteness.
And with Does, you'll never have to worry about hard scrubbing. Just a short washer run and grimy sweatshirts, overalls spotted with grease, come out spanking clean.
Any wonder more women than ever are discovering the convenience,
the economy,
of this one soap that does all your wash. From the roughest and toughest
to the whitest and brightest,
Does everything. And now Does invites you to listen to Road of Life.
Make it, Mr. Douglas.
Nonsense, my dear Carol. The train leaves in 14 minutes.
Grand Central's only a few blocks away. Come on.
Taxi! Grand Central Station.
Hurry, driver.
This is absolute madness, Carol.
We'll make it.
But we don't even have tickets.
But there's a window over there. Hurry.
Two tickets to Merrimack, Pennsylvania, please.
No, I have my ticket, Mr. Douglas.
Make that one ticket, round trip.
Settled, Mr. Douglas. You want one of these magazines to read?
No, thanks, Carol. I see every magazine on the market, and as soon as it comes out...
You do?
I have to. We run ads in all of them, or at least all of the ones that count.
Yes, I've noticed it.
You know, I feel like a real devil riding on this train today.
Oh.
I feel just like I used to when I used to play hooky from school as a youngster.
Why? Well, there's no reason you shouldn't be going to Merrimack, is there?
No reason? Good grief. Isn't Christmas reason enough?
Oh, I don't think so. Why should it be?
Christmas is the biggest time of the year for White Orchid. I've never left New York until January.
Well, it'll do you good to get away for a while, Mr. Douglas.
I suppose so. I'll only stay there for a couple of days.
I hope you change your mind about that.
Why? You and that nephew of mine in league to get me to retire? I don't want to retire. I want to work until the day I die.
Oh, no, it's nothing like that, Mr. Douglas.
Well, it looks that way. First, he comes to New York and convinces me I should consider buying a house in Pennsylvania. And then you invite me to stay at your place during the holidays.
Well, I do enjoy your company, Mr. Douglas, but I'll have to admit I have another reason, too, for inviting you.
Well, at last, I'm going to find out why I was practically kidnapped from the office and rushed to the station. Well, go ahead, Carol. Explain yourself.
I need an ally. It's as simple as that.
An ally? For what?
Oh, Mr. Douglas.
I suppose I'm pretty dense. My father always told me it took a long time for something to go through my brain.
What have we been talking about all day? What was the important meeting about?
Oh, my land, of course. You want me to tell your husband about the Paris trip?
That's it.
Well, don't give it a second thought. I'll take care of that, all right. I'll explain the whole thing to him and
I... No. I don't want you to explain it to Jim, Mr. Douglas. I'll do that.
Oh?
All I want you to do is help me out when I give you the sign.
Oh, I see. You think there'll be trouble?
Of course.
Dr. Brent won't want you to go, eh?
Oh, no, I'm positive he won't.
I don't know why.
I have a hard time getting into New York for even a couple of days.
You do? Why, that's a shame. I always thought of your husband as a very nice, considerate, easygoing sort of person.
Oh, he is. In a way.
Well, then, why does he object to...
Have you ever been married, Mr. Douglas?
No, indeed not.
Then you wouldn't understand. You see, once you have a home and family, your life isn't your own. It belongs to other people, too.
You don't have to tell me that. I've seen enough. Why, I've been running away from grasping women since I was 16 years old. No offense meant. I just happen to be a confirmed bachelor.
Well, what I started to say, Mr. Douglas, was that I have a little girl to consider. And I have a sick brother who's living at the house with us.
That doesn't sound like an impossible situation. Get an efficient nurse to take care of both of them.
Oh, I do hope Jim will think of something like that.
If he doesn't, I'll bring the matter up myself. It all seems very easy to me.
I only wish it were as easy as you make it sound.
I believe in taking care of the opposition when it comes, Carol. Why worry about it ahead of time?
Because the more I think of it, the more I realize how strenuously Jim will object.
That may all be your imagination.
But I'll be gone 2 months, Mr. Douglas. 2 months is a long time.
Nonsense. 2 months is 8 short weeks that will disappear before you know it.
Oh, I do want to go to Paris so badly. I'm so terribly excited about it.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way about it, my dear.
I don't want to do anything to endanger my chances of going.
What could you do?
Well, if I tell Jim at a bad time, he... I've got to wait until the best possible moment, when he's in a very good mood and most apt to say yes.
Fine idea.
Now, promise me you won't say a word about the trip until after I've spoken to him, Mr. Douglas.
I promise.
And we both must be careful not to let anything slip.
Mm-hmm. We'll be careful.
Paris.
I'm hungry. Want to go into the diner, Carol? Well, don't sit there and daydream about Paris, my dear. You'll get there if you want to, badly enough.
Earlier in the day, Jim Brent had telephoned to Carol to say that their daughter, Janie, had come down with a case of chickenpox. While the illness was in no way serious, Jim had thought it best to place the little girl in the isolation section of the hospital because there was no one to care for her at home. And so Carol cut her stay in New York short. Jim was waiting at the station when they arrived. After introductions and explanations were over, the three of them climbed into the Brent car and headed home.
Well, I was certainly surprised to see you get off that train, Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Douglas was a little surprised himself, Jim.
You're not exaggerating one bit, Carol. I still can't figure out what I'm doing in this place.
Did you decide at the last minute?
Carol decided at the last minute.
Oh, what? Jim, are you sure Janie's all right now?
Oh, she's getting along fine. You'll be able to see for yourself in a few minutes. I'll drive you straight to the sanitarium. I told the floor nurse to let her stay up late tonight in order to say hello to you.
Oh, that's wonderful, but what about Mr. Douglas?
No, don't you two worry about me.
Oh, I'll take Mr. Douglas on home and show him his room.
Excellent. I would like to wash up a bit.
While you're washing up, I'll go back to the hospital, see a couple of patients, and then pick up Carol.
Well, where will we meet?
Well, in the main lobby, huh? Now, Mr. Douglas, tell me what you're doing in town. You mentioned something about a house.
He's going to buy one right on the outskirts of town.
Well, hold on a minute, Carol. I'm going to look at one. Between you and me, Brent, I have no intention of buying. I'm just here to humor my nephew and take a little vacation.
Well, which house is it you're interested in?
The old Wickersham place, Jim.
Oh, that's right. The family moved to California.
What do you think of the place?
Well, the grounds are beautiful. I've never been inside.
They say it has a swimming pool.
That's no attraction to me. I don't swim.
I'll teach you to swim, Mr. Douglas.
Well, yeah, Carol's a good swimmer.
She's a good business executive, too.
Is she?
Isn't he sweet, Jim? He always says things like that.
It's not just flattery, either, Doctor.
Well, when Carol wants to do something well, she can. I've always said that.
You're both wonderful.
We're simply speaking facts. You must be proud to have a wife like this, Dr. Brent. If I'd ever have found a woman like Carol, I believe I'd have gotten married. But I wasn't as lucky as you, huh?
You were running too fast to find out what the women were like, Mr. Douglas.
There's some truth in that.
Here we go up the hill to Theodore Wheelock.
My, that's an impressive sight.
I think so, too.
Where'd they get the name for that place?
A little boy died because of lack of medical facilities. Teddy Wheelock is the one who inspired Dr. McVicker to start a hospital here.
Oh, do you know about that?
You should see Jim's office, Mr. Douglas.
I'd love to.
It's like a beautiful library in someone's home. In fact, the whole hospital has the atmosphere of a private home.
That's quite an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a lovely night. Dry and cold. Feels good to be alive.
Your trip to New York must have done a lot for you, Carol.
Why do you say that, dear?
I can't remember when I've seen you happier.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember when I've been happier.
Although the dashboard light is dim, it provides enough illumination for Mr. Douglas to see Carol smile knowingly at him. As her husband has just said, when Carol wants to do something well, she can. The process of softening him up in preparation to breaking the news of her trip to Paris has begun. You know, there's one thing doesn't do. It certainly doesn't stay in the stores very long. Those big red boxes are moving off the shelves faster than ever.
When you think of all the substitute soaps we put up with during the shortage, do you wonder Does looks mighty good to us now?
I know more and more of you are discovering the convenience, the economy of this one soap that does everything in your wash.
Well, who wouldn't like the wonderful, easy way Does gets greasy overalls clean and white pieces so beautifully white?
And those of you who never tried Does really ought to see for yourself how this same soap that has so much cleaning power actually gives you more safety for the nice colors you wash.
I certainly discovered Does really does more.
More than any other leading package soap sold for wash day. Does even gives you more suds, ounce for ounce. Real soap suds, too.
Well, like I say, there's lots of wash day soaps, but only one Does. One soap for all my wash.
Just try it, folks. From the roughest and toughest to the whitest and brightest, does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow to another absorbing episode on Road of Life, brought to you by Does.
D-U-Z, put Does in my washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing. If you would like